News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, as figures suggest, suggest that the figures stand up, that now for, I think, one of the first times, the leading vehicle sales are EV. Now, that's driven in part by the government's current or recent scrappage scheme, but the most popular type of vehicle in the Irish market, according to recent figures, are EVs, which is great if you have the capacity to charge them. It's not a lot of use if you can't run a cable from your house to your car. And according to some, there needs to be more flexibility about the kind of chargers that are available to people. One of those who is pushing for flexibility in the type of charging that chargers that are available for homeowners is Nisha Umwiri, who is Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay North and chair of the Oireachtas Climate Committee. Nisha, if you live in a terraced house where you don't have a driveway, what are your options?
Yeah, so as you said there at the start, Anton, so we had the EV vehicle data out yesterday, nearly 10,000 EVs sold in July. That's nearly 26% of the market. So that's positive. But we do need to give people an opportunity for an economic charge. As it stands at the moment, your options are limited if you live in a terraced house. And what you really want to be doing is either using solar or your electricity provider, but via, you know, on an off peak tariff to charge your car. That's the most economic and most efficient way to do it. And we need to find ways to allow people to do that.
Yeah, but what are they? I mean, are we talking about one of those arms that raises up and, yeah, and hangs across the pad?
Yeah, that's one option, is an arm, but there are issues with that in terms of, you know, effectively regularizing that arm, because that arm comes across over a footpath and can be an issue for pedestrians and other footpath users.
And it's pig ugly.
We're also, yeah, it is. It isn't the most appealing, but it's functional and it works and it charges the car effectively. The other option is a gully charger. So you put a gully in the footpath and you effectively lay a cable to a charging unit on the footpath. The Germans actually integrate them into the footpath. They're effectively buried and flush on the footpath, so they're not intrusive. But that's the other way of doing it. That's one of the other ways of doing it. We need to find pathways for vehicle owners to do this, to make it easy for them to do it.
Is the other alternative not simply to create enough of a charging infrastructure that they have fast chargers and don't have to do it at home?
Yeah, it's not an either or. You can do that as well, and we should be looking to do that. The issue with that is you're in the hands of those providers who provide that infrastructure, and those prices, as you'll have seen in the media recently, are going up and up the whole time in terms of fast charging infrastructure. So as I say, coming off solar, if you can take it off your rooftop and if you can do it under your own control at off peak, that's economically, as it stands, by far the best way to do it. And that's when we should be looking to do it.
What's the blockage then?
So the block, again, is there isn't really clarity in terms of even those arms. I think the local authority, you mentioned those overhanging arms, the local authorities have differing views as to whether they should be allowed or not in terms of planning. That's blockage number one. Blockage number two, in terms of doing something through your, you know, in terms of a gully through your footpath, there's a question of insurance. Who's responsible? You know, if you put a charging unit on the footpath, that's in the public domain. Who's responsible for that? So we need to try and resolve those issues. There is a provision within the private RORs legislation coming through the Oireachtas at the moment, you know, to make an allowance for this sort of case. But we need to, you know, find pathways and work out those issues so that people can do it.
In other words, if somebody falls over, breaks their collarbone, it is you then, the homeowner, they say,
who
you created a tripping hazard, I'm suing you.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to resolve those issues. Who is responsible in that situation? How do we resolve that?
And does that mean that the local authorities would have to take responsibility for installing the charging infrastructure in the paths, sort of the same way they dish the paths?
That's one way of doing it. That would be one way of doing it. Another way of doing it would be that the homeowner would do it themselves and probably would have to look at some sort of a waiver or some sort of insurance clause. Bottom line is we need to bottom those out and find a way to do it.
The other issue, of course, is that in a lot of those areas where people park outside their house, they're not guaranteed that they get to park outside their own house. So what happens in that instance?
No, they're not. And that, I mean, that's an issue in areas at the moment. You're not guaranteed parking outside your own home in a terraced housing situation. And in fact, many areas in the north side, as you will know, Anton, parking is under a lot of pressure. So again, you know, that's a slightly different issue, but you may have to look at that again in terms of permit parking. Some of these areas will already have permit parking, but again, you're not guaranteed to park outside your own home.
You'll have neighbours at each other's throats, Nisha.
well, you'll have to find ways to keep the peace between neighbours, Anton, and work this out between them, you know. Now, you know, it's in this situation, it's an issue for terraced housing. Like a lot of Dublin, you know, inner city Dublin, you know, the inner suburbs are terraced. So we do need to tackle it and try and resolve it. Some of the outer city, I mean, they, you know, if you have your own driveway, your own off-street parking, it's not an issue for you. You can put your infrastructure in, but it's for these built-up areas that we need to solve.
Nisha, thanks very much. Nisha O'Murray, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay North and chair of the Oireachtas Climate Committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.